Good to have you back now. I was reading here an article. I think it was yesterday I was reading it. A different take on the special counsel going after Donald Trump. Now, I had suggested that the Democrats are so confident they can beat Donald Trump, they would withdraw all investigations, stop everything in its tracks, assume that his base will get him through the primary, which is a fair assumption, I suppose, at this point, that he would win the primaries if the field is 5 or 50, that his base would push Donald Trump through to get the nomination. But Liz Peek of Fox News, she said the reason they're pushing this is to make sure he gets the nomination. Liz Peek, good to have you back on the program.
Good morning. I'm always happy to join you.
Yeah, fascinating take. I enjoyed it. I think you really hit something there. Explain to those listening today what you mean and why you think this is just a clever move, potentially, by the Democrats.
Well, okay, here's my starting place. The Democrats are unbelievably devious, and we saw that in the midterm elections where they were voting for and contributing money to MAGA candidates whom they were pretty sure would lose in the general election. I mean, I don't think we've ever seen that before. Maybe we have, but this was not a small bore effort. It was a big effort basically to subvert the will of Republican primary voters and basically put forward candidates who, as I said, they hoped would lose. So let's just, the starting point of this thought is that they will stop at nothing to achieve their ends. So why appoint a special prosecutor? First of all, it just allows Donald Trump to play the victim card. And he is incredibly good at playing the victim card. When he was
in fairness, Liz, he has been unfairly targeted over and over again. So in many ways, he has been a victim. No question. Go on.
I think that's totally right. He's been battered and bruised from every imaginable corner. So we are all predisposed to think, you know, this is too much. But it works for him because, you know, when he was first impeached, his approval rating went to the highest level ever recorded during his presidency. When the endless hearings on the House January 6th committee kept going on and on and on, a very biased partisan attack or take, let's say, on the riots of January 6th, Donald Trump's approval and popularity increased instead of decreasing. So I think it works for him to be on the defensive. He's pugilistic. He can thunder and rage and call out his persecutors or prosecutors. And I think all of this is meant to sort of coalesce his base around coming out, enthuse his base to come out and make him the nominee. They don't want him to be president, but they want him to be the nominee because they are completely convinced that of all the people who might run against Joe Biden in 2024, Donald Trump is the lone person that Joe Biden can beat. That's their premise, and this is one of the ways, I believe, that they are moving towards making sure that Donald Trump is the candidate.
Well, they might want to be, again, they did pretty well in the 2022 midterms by financing candidates and getting them through the primary that ended up losing, but not 100%. And right now, if you look at the polling, and gosh, who wants to look at polling these days based on everything that's happened?
Really?
Donald Trump is leading Joe Biden in all the polling that I've seen. If there were a rematch today, I'm not convinced that Joe Biden would come out on top at all, even with all the shenanigans, right? You're going to have to change the way you vote in Michigan and in Pennsylvania. The Republicans are going to have to change the way they play the game in Michigan and Pennsylvania because the rules have been changed. But the rules were changed in Florida on the Republicans years ago, and they figured out how to beat the Democrats. I think it can be done in Michigan. I think it can be done in Pennsylvania. And I think that the Democrats should be careful for what they wish for.
Maybe so. They're not omniscient, Steve, but they're pretty crafty.
Well, I'll give you that.
And if you put Joe Biden up against a fully functioning person who comes to the American people with no baggage, like a Ron DeSantis or, I don't know, name another candidate out there, Nikki Haley or somebody, the truth is they're not going to drive Biden voters to the polls. I mean, what if Joe Biden is the candidate, and I've said for 2 years he won't be the candidate, but if he is, what does he lack? He lacks any way of enthusing Democrat voters. He is not the guy who can barnstorm.
Well, I agree with that, Liz, but I want to go to the flip side of that coin. I want to go to the flip side of that coin for a moment, because the Never Trumpers were a nuisance. They were loud and banging drums and making noise and completely, you know, a distraction. However, the Only Trumpers are also problematic for the Republican Party, because if you put out a DeSantis or whomever else might make it to the ticket, there are a whole bunch of folks that will never vote for anybody else except Donald Trump. Those are the people that didn't vote previous to 2016 and 2020. They're going to go back into their cocoon, and they're not going to come out and vote. And that is problematic. The Only Trumpers, how do you convince them to come off the bench? And the only way you do that is if Donald Trump himself comes out and says, here's what we need to do. But it wasn't enough in the midterms. In Michigan, 1.1 million less votes cast in the midterm election than were cast for Donald Trump himself for Republicans. The Republicans lost 1.1 million voters from 20 to 22 in Michigan, for example. I mean, that's the way it is.
Well, I think that's totally right. It may be that in the course of the next 2 years, as other candidates, like, again, Ron DeSantis, who, after all, is pushing the same policies that Donald Trump so effectively managed with in the White House, it may be these guys get to be known by Republican voters. They really aren't now. He's not really a national brand now. He hasn't campaigned. He hasn't spoken at a podium on a debate stage, et cetera. Look, we have to give all these people a chance, right? I get what you're saying 100%. There is probably, I'm guessing, 25 to 30% of the Republican Party that will not vote, that really is Only Trumpers. I agree. Donald Trump, I don't think, will ever step aside graciously and cede turf to others in the party. I don't think that's his makeup.
No, I don't think so either.
I don't think he has any particular loyalty to the Republican Party, which by the way, is one of the reasons that half of Republicans, at least, if not 60%, are done with him. I mean, the fact that he cost us the Senate control. We would not have the $1.9 trillion American Rescue Plan, which caused inflation, were it not for Donald Trump. That's a harsh assessment, but it is true. I mean, he basically cost us Georgia. And I'm afraid in the last election, I mean, when you step back, Steve, you and I were very optimistic about the midterm election outcome.
Maybe too optimistic, and maybe that was another part of the problem now. The reason you say Georgia was lost is because Donald Trump, after the 2020 election, told people that the elections couldn't be trusted. People didn't turn out in Georgia.
That's
and two
right.
very close Senate races went to the Democrats that should have gone to the Republicans. And I think the same thing should be happening now. I think Donald Trump should be in Georgia bringing Governor Kemp, Governor DeSantis, Governor Youngkin, whoever. Put them all on the stage with Herschel Walker, if that's what it takes. Show unity. Have a Ronald Reagan moment and do that. Anything short, I think, is insufficient. Liz, I have to leave it there.
I agree. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. I'm sure that'll fire up the chatter now, won't it? So it is. Truth can see sometimes a bit harsh. I'll be right back. Wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
Bluebird Foundation Repair and Waterproofing are your seawall repair specialists. Concrete, wood, or metal seawalls, Bluebird CFW has you covered. They have patented types of sealant and materials they use to keep your seawall protected. Plus, they use the latest in advanced pressure release technology that prevents cracks and restores the strength to your seawall. Bluebird has been servicing the state of Michigan for over 20 years. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are the number one seawall repair specialist. Go to BluebirdCFW.com and schedule your free estimate. That's BluebirdCFW.com.
The perfect flannel does exist. Let me introduce you to one of my all-time favorite brands, Muskox. Muskox, a Michigan company, makes the highest quality men's flannel. heavyweight and built to last a lifetime. These flannels are 100% cotton, so soft you have to give them a try. Perfect for everyday wear, working on a job site or just getting outdoors. They're an ideal holiday gift. Muskox also donates $10 for every flannel purchase to Alaskan wildlife. Go to GoMuskox.com. That's GoMuskox.com.
Scleroderma makes life hard. If you suffer from the disease or know someone who does, every day can be a challenge. But the Scleroderma Foundation Michigan chapter is working to make life easier for patients by providing support throughout the state. Each month, we host support groups in a variety of locations around Michigan that give patients the opportunity to share their feelings, express their concerns, and receive encouragement from community members. We also host virtual support groups for patients. Hand in hand, we can handle scleroderma. Learn more at scleroderma.org/Michigan.